What up, what up, what up, y'all?
Welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. It's Marco.
And it's Mona Fee. On this episode, we have a special guest. So introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. What's up? My name is Cordero.
Okay, Cordero.
What up, Cordero?
Hey, people, what's up, y'all?
Let them know who you are and what you have going on.
Sure. So, yeah, my name is Cordero. I am here in Chicago. I have known Mona for a very long time.
I know, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Down 20 really? Years?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah, about 20 years.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, nothing much with me. I know I really wanted to be a part of your podcast, but I love it. Y'all podcast is extremely hilarious. I listen to every episode. And I also have a podcast that I do as well called Daring Thoughts, and talk about a lot of the same things, but you guys bring some really good current events and stuff that just happened. Like,
okay,
y'all have amazing content, like the stuff just laid out for y'all. So that's all I'm really doing is just my podcast. I'm also an author, and I'm getting ready to do my second book and put that out there to the world about my life. Being, you know, an African American gay man trying to survive in 2020. So that's about me, just out here living my life, but excited to be a part of you guys' podcast in this episode.
Thank you for coming. And what was the name of the first book again? Just in case anybody want to go purchase it. He also has a song that's really good too that you can download on Apple.
You better promote me. My book is called I Will Never Be Number One in His Life, The Story of Dating Down Low Men. It's available on Amazon and Kindle, so hardback and as well as Kindle. And my song is called Amber Alert, which is available on all streaming platforms.
Okay, come through with that.
Come through. Okay, so this kind of been like a running theme, right? I've been getting out there trying to date or whatever. So last night I had another date.
Right. And I was so fucking excited for this date. Maybe I was a little bit more excited than you were.
No, I was kind of excited for this
okay.
one. All the other ones, I'm just like, you know, whatever.
Right.
I'm just seeing what's up. But this one, I'm like, oh, you fan.
Right, right.
The conversation.
Great personality. The conversation is consistent. So I was fucking with it.
Me too. I was excited. So much so that my dumb ass was late.
Late? Like, all, like you're literally going to be late to your own fucking funeral, though. Like,
oh,
for real.
God. Listen, I was, like, so nervous about that. I'm like, I get there and I'm apologetic or whatever and... So that was like a running joke for him the whole night.
Right.
It was about me being late. But,
oh.
Right? He got me together, but in a real pleasant way.
Right.
But what happened? Of course, same shit. Go out, have a few drinks first. I was, like, I'm never really nervous to meet people.
Right.
But I was nervous this time. So,
I think you were nervous because you liked him.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we had a few drinks and that helped me calm down. And then his personality was like amazing. Mm-hmm. Like he was so funny and so smart. And I was just intrigued. I'm just like staring at him, like telling myself, calm down.
You needed a drink, huh?
I needed a few.
Thirsty ass.
So then we went to eat or whatever. We went and had tacos. And what I was most happy about was that he's a vegetarian like me. And
right.
I haven't dated any vegetarians. So that in itself was kind of a plus. So, I'm excited for the next outing with him.
And when is that?
We said tonight,
but
I don't know. It depends on what time I finish with my schoolwork or whatever.
Okay.
He didn't get on you about your lashes or nothing?
Because hey, you know, listen,
I have a lash story. The lash started coming off a little.
Wait, you went with lashes and it was coming off?
Yes, my lash was coming off.
So I guess the dude that she was dating before was right.
wasn't the same lashes though. These ones were less dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he liked my whole look.
So it was all pleasantries. It wasn't no bullshit. It was just good vibes, and I like that shit.
Yeah, it was good vibes. So what I was thinking about, remember I said like the last date the dude was trying to like kiss on me and stuff, mm-hmm. and I wasn't really feeling that. But this dude was like trying to kiss on me, and I was feeling away. I wasn't like, my body reaction wasn't naturally resistant.
Right.
Like, I was into it. Like, you know what I'm right, saying? Like, right. with the other dude, naturally, I was just like, ugh, why are you touching
right,
me?
Right, right.
You know? This one, I'm like.
Ugh. You like it? Like I said, it's because you like him. So, you know, I mean, I do have a story that in relates to, like, your body reacting to somebody. So, there was somebody that, you know, reappeared in my life and whatever. And so, we was, you know, back at it, trying to get to know each other all over again and, like, you know, try to pick up where we left off. Because mm-hmm. I kind of felt completely bad about the shit. Mm-hmm. So, I eventually just reached out and, boom, we just got reconnected. But then at this time, it was a little different. Mm-hmm. Because the situation that he was telling me, it was like, it was a little too much for me. You know what I'm saying?
It was.
So, it was like the stories about niggas in hotels. It was drugs related. All types of shit. And the stories, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, every single time he comes and talks to me about some shit, he's telling me what his homeboy is doing. I'm just like, okay, cool. In my mind, I'm like, okay, nigga, you gotta be. I'm not trying. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know people like this.
Right.
It's like back and forth in jail, doing drugs.
Right.
Living from hotel room to hotel room. This is a new person.
Right. And I felt like where it was the last straw for me was when he said that he fell asleep on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me, it was just like, okay, what the fuck is... Right. It was like, what the dog fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, I really cared about this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, despite everything, like, I really genuinely cared about him. So, you know... This one time, you know, he was at a hotel room, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna pull up. So in my mind, I'm like, all right, you know, we might just fuck. So let me just make sure I'm prepared if we do go there.
Right.
So I come to the spot and whatever. And when I tell you the shit, like, we was laying next to each other, and this nigga got hard like bricks. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when he was, like, reaching over, like, grabbing my shit, I just could not get aroused. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And mind you, you kept telling yourself, you like, I like this person a lot.
Right, right, right.
It should be happening, but...
And I'm literally sitting there, like, I don't... And I'm, like, thinking to myself, okay, is he noticing, like, I'm not getting hard? is he really noticing? Because he's grabbing on me and whatever. So, I'm thinking to myself, like, fuck. Like, it's making me uncomfortable right now. Like,
right.
I should be able to just get up on it and just do what I got to do. But at this point, it's just like, my body is telling me, no, nigga.
My body's telling me, no. We're going to reverse that. But no, the thing is, like, we can lie to our minds
right.
all we want. But your body don't lie, baby.
Right. Like, and I feel like I was definitely lying to myself. Like, in this situation, I really, really tried. And you know, like, the whole summer, I was damn near in a depression state of mind because of what transpired between me and this dude. And again, I felt compelled. Uh-huh. And I ended up reaching out to him again. And we started talking. So, at this, like I said, at this point, the shit just made absolutely no sense. And I'm like, okay, this can't be a part of my life. You know what I'm saying? My body wasn't reacting to this nigga. I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, is he noticing? Like,
of course he noticed.
One time we went to a park again. And again, he was all up close to me and he was hard again. But I didn't grab him. I didn't make no moves.
That's
it's just
crazy.
Because my mind was literally on some other shit.
And your body was obviously right. some other shit, too. What about you, Cordero? Have you had any situations like that?
Where your body doesn't react to somebody.
Absolutely. It seems like everything y'all are talking about, it has to do with energy. And I'm really big on energy.
Right.
And, you know, energy with the person is what really, that's what arouses me, is knowing that I have energy with that person before we
True.
Talk about, you know, sex. Just that energy just gets you excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a recent experience with a guy who I, you know, went to his house. You know, we were cool, and he was just so turned on. And I was like,
"Oh,
yeah, I'm not here. I'm not here for it."
Right.
Oh, you wasn't there for it?
I wasn't here for it. It was so much going on and in his apartment that I just.
What was going on in his apartment? I need to know more about that part.
Well, first of all, no shade, but he lived in Gary, Indiana, and I don't really fuck with people who live in Gary, Indiana, because it's not really the safest place to be.
Ooh,
it
and
ain't.
So I went to his place, and he lives in, like, this duplex apartment. He was like, well, just be careful. And then he was like, his cat was out, and he was like, you know, I'll just put my cat out. Like, I don't know these, like, guys who just have a cat. Like, I had issues with his cat. He was like, no, don't be, it's okay, my cat, you know, she called a mouse the other day.
What?
You lying.
What?
I swear to you. He was like, she called a mouse the other day because they nasty downstairs.
Mm-mm.
And I went to use his bathroom. He was like, be careful, the door don't close.
Wait, why did he have so many warnings?
He's like, the door don't close all the way, the sink don't work in the bathroom, you gotta wash your
sink. Oh, hell no. Okay.
I said, okay, so I'm just gonna sit here and hold my feet in. And so then he leans over and tries to kiss me. I said, sir, I'm not, this ain't it. Like, I was not feeling him like that.
Right.
Before I got to his place, I was interested. Mm-hmm. But just being so close to him, I didn't feel anything with him.
Right.
And I left.
As you should have. You should have left after.
I mean, at the end of the day, when it's a weird vibe, when you go over to, like, on some shit and it's just weird, it don't sit well with you. That energy is now, you know, circulated. Like, it's time to go. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah. I think the older we get, it's like that, because I feel like if I was in my early 20s, I probably would have just ignored everything and just like, let me just fuck and then go about my business.
Right.
But the older I get, the more it's like, you know, I'm not just about a quick fuck anymore. It needs to be some energy. It needs to be something attached to it to make it worth my while to even be here. So I think that it's because the older I get, it's like, if I'm not feeling your energy as well as it's not doing anything to me, okay, I'm out.
I feel that.
Yeah, it has to be some kind of chemistry.
Right.
Speaking of somebody who been trying to force her chemistry on,
right, on people. Like, girl, sit down. Okay. I'm tired. When I tell you I am exhausted.
Hold on. Let me tell him what we're talking about.
Okay, because I'm just tired of the bitch already.
I don't know if you all have seen, but Lizzo, I don't know what kind of singer she is. Or if she's a singer. Because it's been a controversy on whether she's a rapper, a singer, or a pop star. But y'all probably know about her. She's bigger. She's beautiful. And she's
what,
like,
do you mean she's bigger?
I mean, she's a big woman.
Okay, I guess you felt the need to pull, like, you know.
Yes, because it plays into this whole situation on why people are tired of seeing her.
Because, well, she's everywhere?
Yeah, she's just everywhere. She's, like, charting all over. She's on every magazine. Like, she popping.
Right.
She's 100% that bitch. She say that in her song. Mm-hmm. Get it? No.
No, I get it.
I get it.
But anyway, she went to the LA Lakers game with a big t-shirt on, and she cut the ass out, the ass cheek parts out on the t-shirt. And nobody really noticed that much, but then she posted a video on social media with her ass out. I mean, with the outfit on. And then what else she did?
She was actually dancing
and
on
then
the halftime.
At the game, right. Yeah, when they showed her on that screen, she turned around to, like, right, twerk a little. And then everybody on the internet went crazy.
I mean, to me, it's just like, why the fuck are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's kids here. Nobody wants to see that shit. Like, girl, sit your big ass down.
Oh.
Like, period. Like, what are you doing?
I
Okay, wait a minute now.
Get him, Cordero! Get him!
Wait a minute now. See, that's my problem with the whole situation, is that you can't, in the same sense, say, why are you doing this? Because there's kids here, sit your big ass down. Because then it takes away from the fact that you're trying to justify it because there's kids there, then it turns into fat shaming.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not fat shaming nobody. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like, and that's not the only issue. I just said the whole kid, you know, thing, because, you know, that's the most apparent thing. But to me, girls, it just sit down anyway.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Why did you have to say big ass?
Because she's big. Period. She's just big. Like, I'm not fat shaming. I don't have no issue with it. I don't have.
Beyonce,
we
would be having this conversation.
Yes, the hell we would.
We would be having a conversation. Who gives a fuck about that shit too? Like, don't, like, me personally, I don't care about how pretty you are, how big you're, like, it, that all that extra shit don't matter to me. Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna come at you, I'm still gonna come at you regardless. Uh-huh. But my issue with that is, like, what the hell you got going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you need some type of attention? Like, what the hell you got? What are you doing? And she said that she stood up because, you know, the girls were dancing or whatever. So she decided to, like, turn around and, like, twerk or some shit. But, like, nobody was here for
that
at
all.
They
were dancing to her song.
Huh?
They were dancing to her song.
Listen, at the end of the day, nobody wants to see it. To me, it's inappropriate. It is disgusting. So let's just call a thing a thing.
I mean, you had your bare ass on stadium.
You know what I'm saying? It's
nasty.
Disgusting. She's nasty.
What you think about it, Cordero?
I'm conflicted about it because to me I'm not bothered by it. Mm-hmm. Because I just thought it was like, girl, you out here? Okay. Because Lizzo is naked everywhere. She's always naked on her Instagram. She's always nude. I mean, she's naked on her album cover. She's just covering up her titties and her, you know, stuff. So it didn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Did I think it was weird? I thought it was weird, but I just laughed about it. But to me, it became something more than it needed to. And so people have never seen somebody in a thong before. Like,
at a basketball game, though?
Nobody's seen anyone in a thong at a basketball
right.
game. That's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, what the fuck you got going on? It's attention.
I see what you're saying, but a lot of people are contradicting their argument with trying to say, well, your kids are there, but in the same sense, people talk about no one want to see your fat ass, no one want to see this. And I'm not talking about you, Marco.
Right.
I'm just talking about that. That's what a lot of people are saying. So for me, being a big person, I find it hard to know what your argument is.
Right.
Not you, but what your argument is when you try to use both scenarios and talk about her weight and talk about that there were kids there. I mean, they play cussing music. They play cursing music at these basketball games.
Right.
Are you okay? If you're okay with your kids being there listening to profanity music?
Right.
I mean, people were.
I mean, no, my thing is, it don't matter if she was a skinny person. I probably would have been like, yo, sit your skinny ass down. It don't matter who it was. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, like, just sit your ass, sit down. That's all it is. Just sit your ass down, big, skinny, whatever. It don't matter. Whatever it was, it wasn't, like, I mean, I guess people, of course, are going to talk about her weight, you know, because I feel like that's, like, the easiest thing to you know, attack her on. But, you know, I just said that shit because that's just how it is.
I didn't care nothing about her weight. That didn't
right.
Matter.
I mean, I didn't care
about the kids.
Right.
None of that. To me, mm-hmm. for the most part, it's just, like, I don't want to see it personally.
Right.
If it was Kim Kardashian,
no,
if it was
no
Beyonce,
one wants to see
nobody.
It.
I don't want to see ass cheeks at a basketball game. That's not what I came here
right.
to see. It's just, if I go to the beach, I expect to see ass. If I'm coming here, I don't expect to see ass, so I don't want to see it. Period. It was inconsiderate, but we know she gonna do it again because it brought so much attention to her. Mm. And then on top of that, the outfit itself was just trash. It wasn't, you didn't make it cute or sexy. You probably could have got away with it a little bit more if it was something
right.
more to look at. It was just like you put some shit together and it just wasn't appealing to the eye. Nothing about it.
I mean, me, like I said, I don't really care too much for the girl. I'm not really featuring her music like that. I don't really like her. I don't like the sound. It's not. She doesn't do anything. Absolutely nothing for me at all. So.
Oh my goodness,
that's
so hard.
I mean,
really dope.
I don't. So.
Cordell, do you like her musical style? I would think so, because you do the whole theater thing, and I feel like it's more theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
I love her music, and I love that she is, I mean, to me, she is, if you want to try to put her in a box, so people are trying to put her in a box, what is she? If I had to compare her to something, it's kind of like Missy Elliott. Missy wasn't just a rapper. Missy can sing. Missy can dance. Mm-hmm. Missy was a lot of different things, and I think that Lizzo is in all these different categories because she can do it all. She sings on her album, she has pop music, she has R&B music. She, to me, she's a combination of Missy Elliott and Prince. That's where I put her as far as her musical capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a dope-ass performer. Like, she can perform her ass off. So, I'm here for it.
Okay, so you want to see her ass again or no?
I want to see her ass when she's performing. I don't care to see it at a game. But it didn't bother me to the point to where I needed to sign a petition.
Right.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the outfit wasn't cute. It was just a big black t-shirt. It wasn't cute.
That's all I'm saying. You know, when we see Rihanna naked, she make it fashion. That's all I'm saying, girl. Right. You're going to do it right.
Do it cute. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see nothing naked on Lizzo. So I don't really care too much. I don't really care too much about Lizzo like that. So.
See, let's move on. Because you're contradicting yourself.
Listen, let's let that just be that. How am I contradicting myself?
Because you keep saying, I don't
want to
see nothing naked on Lizzo. Like, what?
No, honestly, it's just because I don't care for the girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, her music, her style, like, I don't feature her at all. Like, that song, one song on the radio, like, that shit is annoying. Like, annoying. Like, I immediately
I'm
just.
I'm excited to hear a lot of people talking about somebody else besides Beyonce.
You a Beyonce hater too?
No, I love Beyonce.
No.
Okay.
I'm just happy. I love Beyonce with all my heart. I'm just excited that there's someone else that people are able to talk about besides Beyonce.
Even if it's negative or positive, so I guess she's doing something right.
Yeah, she got over like 17 million views off of that.
She dropped her music video the next day, so it could have been just a publicity.
True.
Song.
You know, these people, they'll do anything.
Right.
Anything. See, and that's what I didn't like about it either. Like, everything about it screamed, look at me. And
attention. Like, you just need some type of attention. So, I guess.
All right. Well, we're going to go on to our next segment. Cordero, it was so nice having you. I can't wait to have you again. And when you have your podcast return... Because I don't know why you took a break. You was in your feelings. Because it's a... Huh?
Y'all know how it gets sometimes when people say, you know, hey, I'm going to support you. And then it turns around and they don't support you. And it's like, you know what? Let me just collect myself before I cut y'all ass out.
I mean, me personally, I don't really cuss out anybody that don't support. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But one thing I never forget is those that did support. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's facts. So.
And
It's coming back. I'm actually going back to record my episode next Sunday. So
woo-hoo!
That's the first week of January. My podcast is coming back. So I definitely have to have you guys on there.
Yeah, so his podcast is, like, so informative.
Mm-hmm.
He talk about musicals. Aren't you a producer?
I don't produce. I do directing.
That's what I meant.
Theater. yeah. I talk about a lot of stuff. It's very political because I'm very into politics.
But yeah, it's not just political. I feel like you talk about a bunch of stuff. You talked about, like, the missing girls. Then you did talk about politics. You talk about the black theater world. Like, he had some good topics. I loved it. It sounded very good and professional. I was like... He wasn't giving me the ha-ha and hee-hees that he gave me on Facebook, which I was like, okay, Cordell will come through. He was like, I'm giving y'all professional tease.
I wanted to show a different side of me on my podcast that I didn't, that I don't do on, like, my social media platforms, but I need to bring them both because I did realize that that's the side of me that people do like.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be able to incorporate it both in the podcast. So it was a little trial and error, so I feel like I found my happy medium, so now when I come back, it's going to be great.
Amen to that.
Alright.
Alright, well, hit us up. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Later.
Okay, so yesterday, the new Jordans came out.
Oh and, my gosh, that shit had me stressing the fuck out.
And you know, I'm not really into that stuff, but my son, now that he's getting older, he's like, I want them. So I'm like, Marco, I need you to try to get these shoes for my son.
Right. And then I woke up. They were released December 14th, which was yesterday, at 10 o'clock. And mind you, I had this shit on my calendar for like the whole entire year. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit. So that morning, I got online. I immediately was on Foot Action trying to, like, literally process my payment.
Mm-hmm.
The shit would not go through. So I jumped over to Nike. Nike had me actually go from start to finish, and you're only allowed to get one. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I got your son's first. So I'm like, all right. So when I clicked submit on the submit your order, it said you were in line. So I'm like, all right, cool. So let me just keep it on this phone. So I took my work phone and I try to do it on Foot Action and try to go on Nike again, but the shit was just not working. I was trying to put in the address and everything. It was just loading the whole time, and you have 5 minutes to actually get it processed. But the whole app was just like loading and loading and loading. I'm over here getting sweaty as fuck. And I'm over here like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm over here doing research, looking online. I found this one store that's close by my house, so I just hopped in the car right quick and just jumped in my car.
And you should have known that wasn't gonna
And run. Drove, and I got there. They're like, oh, you know, it's already. And I'm like, nigga, it's only like 11 o'clock. The shit
They came out at 10 and people standing in line right. for hours for these Yo, shows.
Yo, that shit just had me bugging.
I don't know what's the point of you all having the option to do it online when you know it's gonna be a high demand. Like, all of your systems should be working.
Should be working, right.
Like, that's crazy. So, needless to say, my son was very disappointed, and I felt so bad.
Wasn't he crying?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, like, I didn't tear up, but I was definitely, like, fucked up about it. Because I'm like, damn, I was waiting all fucking year.
And I know this was serious for you because you're not one of those people that need to have every new Jordan right. come out.
That's not how I am. It's mm-hmm. just specific ones that I like. I'm like, I gotta have them. And I waited a whole fucking year for them shits. And when I tell you, I was on, like, in the bed, like, trying to, like, press send. I'm like, what is going on? And the shit was just pissing me off. And what? Then I heard, like, somebody died from that shit. And I'm thinking to myself, like, how the fuck did that happen?
They said it was a shooting at Cumberland Mall in Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said some dudes was arguing, and next thing you know, somebody got shot. And they saying that it was over the Jordans. I really hope it's not. But I could see.
How, I mean,
you just said you was devastated. I could see somebody like, you got
I
the
mean,
last
I
fair.
Get it, but it's just like, people are killing people for items. Like, people are killing people for nouns. Like, just say something, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally just anything. Like, y'all just killing niggas for anything. Like, that's somebody's breath, like, that's God's breath in that person. Like, you're taking that shit away forever over some bullshit.
How much are the shoes? $200?
It was $220. Mm. And you know, I'm on a budget right now, but that shit was worth it.
That was your Christmas gift to yourself.
I was literally about to, like, I really wanted the shits, and I'm... And somebody was telling me, like, you know, they feel like they do, like, a second release. Mm-hmm. But I've been online looking for any type of second release. Is there a Christmas date coming? And I cannot find nothing.
See, that's why you got to have a connect. You got to know some people that work at the stores. Mm-hmm. You know what? Let me go up to these stores and get friendly with these right.
men. Yo, Rob, yo, Mona, I got some, you know, I'll hold it for you and some shit.
Exactly. So, over the weekend, on Friday, I reconnected with someone that,
you know, that did you wrong.
Yeah.
Completely betrayal. When I tell, I don't like betrayal. In a friendship, this is what I feel. In a friendship, it has to be love, respect, and loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, those three things, for me, it's required in a relationship, in a friendship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so anything outside, it's complete of betrayal.
Uh-huh.
And that's one thing, like, I could forgive somebody, but one thing about it is it's impossible to forget how that person ever made you feel on that bullshit.
Right. So, y'all should see how he's looking at me because he is so confused. So, what happened was, if y'all go back a few episodes, maybe last year we talked about it. But anyways, this person, and they slept with my ex or whatever, while me and my ex were still together. So, we fell out because of that.
Right.
But then me and my ex got back cool. So, but then me and her, of course, we wasn't friends anymore.
Right.
So, with that being said, I'm like, when I see her, I just feel like I need to slap her, like...
You about to put hands.
Yeah. Right. Like, that was some bullshit. Like, I owe you a
right. Yeah. And I mean, and I encourage you. I was like, yo, if you're going to go out and get involved in some bullshit, I would prefer you just stay your ass home.
But lo and behold, it just wasn't in the cards. I had a headache. I wasn't really feeling too up to going out, but I hadn't seen my other friend in a long time. And she's like, y'all just need to squash this and woo. I was like, girl, but I need to just, like, just push her, slap her, just some kind of physical contact. And she was like, the girl got on the phone and was like, listen, I'm so sorry about everything. I know what I did was some bullshit. If you don't want to see me or be around me, like, I completely understand.
Right.
She was like, but we don't need to fight because it wouldn't be a fair fight.
Right, right. Oh, she knew what a good ass whooping felt like, okay? She knew what a good ass whooping felt like. That's the reason why she said that shit.
So, we connected. I was,
like, so y'all connected.
Yeah. And, you know.
So you was able to let bygones be bygones.
I let bygones be bygones. If I could forgive a nigga, surely I could forgive a friend. Cause when it happened,
here come the excuses to the reasons to, like, so what happened?
No, I'm just saying when it happened, like, I didn't really too much care about the dude that much at the time. Even though I was with him, I wasn't really, like, madly in love.
Right.
So.
But I just feel like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're madly in love with this person. It don't matter if it's somebody that you don't fuck with. It just don't matter. The shit just should not have been.
It should not. But if I forgive one, I have to forgive the other one.
You can always forgive, but you don't have... To me, it's just impossible to forget. And me, my heart is always big. Forgiveness has to be a given because it's mainly for me. But I don't have to forget what a bitch do.
But the Bible tell you, if you're going to forgive, you got to forget too.
No, I'm not forgetting. Like, I could be...
Forgive is to forget.
No. I'm going to forgive you for what you've done. That's all that is required, was the forgiveness. But forgetting and you be all up in my face and shit like that, no, it's just not going to be. It's just not. It's not cool.
Well, we're not all in each other's face.
It's betrayal. It is betrayal.
Okay. Okay, so last week, the Judiciary Committee, They approved a vote on
Articles of impeachment.
Articles of impeachment, yes. Mm-hmm. So the next thing is for the votes to go to the House of Representatives.
No, it's going to go to the Senate this time.
No, it's not. It goes to the House for a full vote.
Oh, okay. They're voting. Okay, yeah, they're voting next week, and then it's going to pass on to the Senate.
And then it goes to the Senate. Right. So this was something very big for our country. He's like the third or fourth president to actually
be impeached. Correct.
So even if he doesn't get removed.
Well, he's the fourth.
He's the fourth. Okay. Right. He's not going to be removed from office because the Republicans control the Senate. Mm-hmm. And we know they're not going to vote for that. But just the fact that he has this on his record, mm-hmm. and it's always going to be a stain on his name and history, is something that we are all proud of that the Democrats were able to do, because the stuff that he had going on and what he's done to our country and to our system is shameful.
Right. And I don't know if you watched the debate anybody else watched the debate, but when I tell you, the debate was very, very sad.
It was
like, okay, everybody, you got the Democrats in reality, and then you have the Republicans in some type of other dimension, alternate.
And then they're trying to convince you to deny the evidence of your eyes.
Right, the facts. You know what I'm saying?
They're telling you don't listen to
it. Like, the shit makes absolutely no sense to me, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, what y'all doing?
You know what I'm saying?
Because at the end of the day, to me, Donald Trump is not a politician. Right. The nigga to me is not even a Republican. If any of those dudes flipped on him or said some shit about him or whatever, he would literally attack this man and like, oh,
yeah.
You know? So my whole thing is just like, if you're not a Republican, you're not a Democrat, this nigga is a businessman, mm-hmm. running his shit the way he wants to, and you guys have a constitutional duty, mm-hmm. to uphold. Like, I don't understand why the fuck aren't you guys?
I'm convinced he's paying all of them. Well, not him. He don't
something
have
he has
but
to be
I'm
doing something.
The Russians is paying all of them, because it don't make any kind of sense. You all, instead of actually defending what he's being accused of and bringing out the proof that's not the case, you're just saying, oh, this process is a sham and whatever, you know.
Right.
So he's being the two articles of impeachment against him is the abuse of power and mm-hmm. then obstruction of justice.
Because Congress has been trying to ask for documents, ask for, like, subpoena, all types of shit, and the White House is just not going to comply. You know what I'm saying? They're just not listening to them, and they really don't give a fuck. So now you have the majority leader in the Senate talking about, oh, we're going to make this quick. We're going to, you know, we're going to end this shit quick.
Right.
And we're going to just, you know, go back to, you know, regular, you know, business. You know right. what I'm saying? So now people have now people feel some type of way, like, okay, so you're not going to take the time to actually investigate or try to, like, figure out what the hell is going on?
And no, they've done all of that.
Right.
And it's like, and then not only that, the man was on national TV in front of the White House saying, yes, China, I want you all to investigate the Bidens. Ukraine should investigate the Bidens. He said it out of his mouth
right.
on national TV in front of everybody.
Right.
So what is it to investigate?
Right.
He said it.
So I have a great, great, and this is how bad the debate got. Like, it was just shade being thrown, and I was just, I mean, it was very sad, but it was very entertaining. So Matt Gaetz was slamming Hunter Biden for, you know, being a part of Ukraine and getting all that money. So,
and Matt Gaetz is a Republican.
Right. And so he was literally damn near a pot calling the kettle black. So check this video out. This is live on the debate floor.
I don't want to make light of anybody's substance abuse issues. I know the president's working real hard to solve those throughout the country, but it's a little hard to believe that Burisma hired Hunter Biden to resolve their international disputes when he could not resolve his own dispute with Hertz rental car over leaving cocaine and a crack pipe in the car.
Calling the kettle black is not something that we should do. I don't know what members, if any, have had any problems with substance abuse, been busted in DUI. I don't know. But if
Matt
I did,
Gaetz was busted in DUI.
I wouldn't raise it.
So that shit was kind of like, okay, you've been in trouble with on some drug shit, but now you're trying to bring an argument to an impeachment like debate to try to, you know what I'm saying? The shit made absolutely
and
no
that's
sense.
That's what the Republicans are doing. Right. Though. Everything that they've done, they turn around and try to accuse the Democrats.
Right.
Of.
That's a classic case of deflection. You uh-huh. know what I'm saying? Like, it's completely ridiculous. Like, fuck the Republicans. That's how I completely feel. Like, they really do not give two fucks about this country. Like, they really, at this point, you guys are completely in it for your own self-interest. And that's just how I feel about it.
Right. And for all of them, we're actually going to end this podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Right.
But I just want to end it with, because it's a lot of politicians who aren't saying anything.
Right.
You know, they mm-hmm. just don't want to
be involved.
They
right.
don't want to ruffle any feathers. So I just want to remind them that there comes a point where silence becomes betrayal.
Right.
And what y'all doing is betraying the American people.
And you know how I feel about betrayal.
Toodles.
Yeah. Later.